This is St. Louis Public Radio. It took the Mississippi River weeks to reach crests at Afton, Alton, and St. Louis. The historic flood levels, second only to the Great Flood of 1993, will take time to come down as well. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis goes on the ground in Alton to learn how residents are coping and when they expect their community to get back to normal.
Right now I'm standing next to Alton Visitor Center, and the floodwaters have really impacted the building. You can't really walk up to the center because the water has made its way up the steps. It's right next to a wall that is separating the floodwaters from the rest of the downtown area. And a lot of the downtown area businesses are still open right now.
Hi, I'm doing well, how are you?
One of those businesses is the Shea Maryland, a restaurant that opened in 1999, only 6 years after the Great Flood. Employees and volunteers like Ray Foraker, whose wife works at the restaurant, are working hard to keep the water out.
The water is coming in under through the ground. It's seeping up from the water pressure of the river, pushing it down, and the ground's already so saturated from all the rain, it just comes up into basements, and we got at one time, we was probably about 7 foot deep.
Amazingly, the restaurant has stayed open throughout the flooding, but they're not seeing as many customers as usual.
It's kind of slowed the business down quite a bit because some people were afraid we wasn't open, and there'd been so many rumors going around that this had happened, the flood wall gave away.
The Mississippi River is expected to stay at major flood levels at least through the week. And while residents in Alton are no strangers to flooding, the crest last weekend is the second highest of all time, and just a few feet below 1993. That means the flood wall the city built to protect its downtown is going to have to hold back water for a while.
Right here we're on the lowest end of the wall, which would be the highest elevation in the city, therefore we don't have to build it as high.
That's Robert Barnhart. He's Alton's Director of Public Works. He says it will be a while before they can think about cleanup, since the river will recede only about 8 inches a day.
We can't really do much until the water level recedes back into the natural river banks, or maybe just a few feet above flood stage.
The Illinois National Guard is still on the ground in Alton and other communities along the Mississippi and Illinois rivers, keeping an eye on levees and flood walls. Upstream in Quincy, the river crested more than a week ago, but flood protection like sandbags are still in place. Mayor Kyle Moore is hoping the federal government will help reimburse the cost to both the town and the county.
We're very hopeful, and you know, I know the governor's already declared it a disaster area. So really now it's making sure that, you know, we document all of our costs and work together to identify, you know, how we can get reimbursed.
Back in Alton, city officials hope to see the city in a better place by the 4th of July, in time for their big annual celebration. But Shea Maryland got a bit of a head start. Ray Foraker says the restaurant held a big party the night after the crest.
The owner of the place said, I'm having a band. They call it the Hell or High Water Band party that night, and they had a fantastic turnout down here. I mean, it was just unbelievable, the amount of people that was here.
I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.